with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Jesus summoned the 12, gave them power and authority over all demons and to cure diseases. And he sent them to proclaim the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. He said to them, take nothing for the journey, neither walking stick, nor sack, nor food, nor money, and let no one take a second tunic. Whatever house you enter, stay there and leave from there. As for those who do not want to welcome you, when you leave that town, shake the dust from your feet in testimony against them. They set out and went from village to village, proclaiming the good news and curing diseases everywhere. The Gospel of the Lord. For last passage from the book of Ezra until September 2021. Today, he continues to talk about that rebuilding project that God in his mercy had given. The rebuilding of the temple, which was meant to be an image of Jesus' resurrection. And the rebuilding project in each of us in the kingdom, so that we might share in that resurrection, be rebuilt after the collapse of sin. He was a little ashamed before the mercy of the Lord. The sins of the people had blinded him to the fact that God's mercy is greater than human misery. But that was a purgative experience for Ezra, the high priest. Eventually he recognizes that the mercy of the Lord came to us, and that mercy showed itself in several ways. Brightened their eyes, given relief to their servitude, given us ultimately new life to raise again the house of our God and restore its ruins and grant a fence in Judah and Jerusalem. So this new life is raising again the house of God, and it will be protected by a fence. We're going to have a chance to hear on Saturday from the prophet Zechariah after the 2 days of Haggai in 2 years, how that fence will be an encircling wall of fire, the fire of the Lord's love, the fire of the Holy Spirit. But likewise, it's Jesus the gate, risen from the dead, who comes to protect us from evil. In God's mercy, he precisely does that. And the great task of our life is twofold: to allow the Lord to rebuild us in this way, and then second, to be his construction crew going out and helping to rebuild others. We see the latter part of that mission in today's gospel, when Jesus summoned the 12 and gave them a particular power and authority. Power and authority are different. Power means the capacity to do something. Authority means the right to do it. And he was given them both. Sent them out to build up after the attacks of demons, to build up after the attacks of diseases, to build up because of the attacks of sin, by proclaiming them the kingdom of God and healing. For them to be able to act by this power and authority, they had to recognize that the power and the authority was not theirs. It was a divine concession, it was a divine gift, a blessing. So that's what he was stressing in the instructions he gave. Take nothing for the journey. No stick, no sack, no food, no money, no second tunic. He wanted them totally dependent on the Lord's providence. And at the same time, a sign of that providential care. Whatever house you enter, stay there and leave from there. He wanted them to rebuild houses one by one, to stay there long enough to do so, because each of those houses would be an image of his larger rebuilding project. He didn't want them looking for other options. He wanted them constantly grateful. He talked to them about the welcome they would receive from many and the rejection they would receive from some. He sent them out in this way precisely as he would say later, so that in welcoming them, they might be welcoming him who had sent them. That's why they needed to stay, because they were being invited into a relationship with the carpenter who seeks to rebuild them through his own passion, death, and resurrection. And hence they set out from village to village. The Lord each morning summons us to himself, and he gives us his power, and he gives us his authority, and he gives us his commission. He brings us into the heart of that rebuilding project every single morning as we enter into his passion, death, and resurrection. And at the same time that he rebuilds us individually, he sends that encircling wall of fire who hovered over the Blessed Virgin Mary to hover over us, to protect us and to help us, as he sends us forth with nothing for the journey except him who is everything.